Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Oh, I know you're singing along because that's Weather on the Ooze here at 720 WGN, which means we bring in heavy-duty meteorologist Bill Snyder from WGN-TV. Good evening to you, Bill. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, John. How are you? Happy early weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we're a day early, but hey, it's never too early to start looking towards the weekend.
And I know that you got a detailed forecast of that coming up. And we are now in, would you call this the weather version of March Madness?
Oh my goodness. I did. Yeah. And we certainly, we saw our fair share of March Madness weather-wise during the month of March. And, it's certainly spilled over into April. I mean, my goodness, John, I'm telling you, it's just been these changes have been so dramatic that you literally need a scorecard to keep track of it all. I mean, it's crazy. It's like you're on the golf course, but we're keeping track of the weather with our scorecard because we effectively, what we did in less than 24 hours is we went from late February level temperatures yesterday to mid-May today, the equivalent of moving the calendar up by that amount of time, because the high temperature of 39 yesterday is normal in late February, and our 71 degree high today at both O'Hare and Midway is more typical of May the 17th than April 8th. So how's that for a radical change in temperatures?
Yeah, it does go up and down.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And in both ways, too. We've seen some equally large swings the other direction. And today, in the last couple of days, I should say, it was the temperature roller coaster was headed upwards. And, you know, it was aided by a couple of things, John. You know, we had, first of all, nearly 90% of our possible sunshine, according to our Frank Wachowski. So that certainly helps. You need some sunshine to get warm this time of the year. But we had wind gusts that were approaching 45 miles per hour, both at O'Hare and Midway, gusting in from the south-southwest. So to get that kind of warmth, you know, in over a day's time, when you consider that yesterday we were in the 30s, you need to blow that strong wind in from an area that's a lot warmer than us. And the fact is, we did that. You know, today, effectively, it was a sea change in our weather. So, wow. I mean, the wind, you don't mind the wind so much when you have 70 degree temperatures compared to the 30s that we had yesterday. I'm sure your dog wasn't real excited about it either.
Well, you know what doesn't excite my dog?
No.
Rain.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh, man. I mean, she doesn't seem to be bothered by too many things. Lightning,
right.
Thunder.
Right. Right.
No big deal. Rain?
She don't like it.
I'm not going out there.
No.
Not going out in that
No.
rain.
I can't, no. I can't blame her, you know. I mean, I don't think my dog is fond of the rain either. It seems like I don't know how it is with yours, John, but they handle snow a little bit better than they do the rain, just because I think because it's not quite as wet. You know, the snow doesn't bother you as much, whereas the rain, I mean, you're drenched if you're out there for any extended period of time, if it's raining with any type of intensity. So,
right.
And we've certainly had our fair share of that this spring too.
So this up and down weather, is this going to continue on? How unusual is it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, John, is like I said, you know, we effectively flipped the calendar.
Right.
We went from February to May in 24 hours. And what's interesting is I was looking at our 70 degree tally, and, you know, amid all the ups and downs, you know what today marked, how many 70s do you think we've got so far this year?
How many 70s?
Yes, let's put it this way. I'll give you another clue. It's occurred in the last 2 months because we did not hit 70, even though we have in February. We did not in February this year. It's just March and so far in April.
Just off the top of my head, 3. Yep.
Okay, well, you're a little low. But
that's good.
Today was 8. Today was number 8. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
How come it didn't feel warmer?
I know, right? Well, yeah. You know, it's because we've had these large swings, John, and what's interesting about it is the fact is we've had, since records began in 1872, John, only 3 years have had as many or more 70s by April 8th. How about that?
That's amazing.
2012, we had 13. 1945, we had 10. And then in 1963, we also had 8 like we have this year. So despite all these wild fluctuations in temperature gyrations, we have we're running well ahead of pace on our on our mild days so far this spring. We typically only have between 1 and 2 70s by the 8th of April, and here we are with 8, and we'll be awfully close to it again tomorrow. Parts of the area will probably hit 70, and then we'll all get there later this weekend and early next week. So yeah, the good news, John, is that I don't see any of these large temperature drops or plunges where we're going to go from a day like today back down into the 30s or a high of 40 degrees. That is the best news that I have, because it's certainly been very inconsistent, our temperatures have, this spring.
I see a familiar name here.
Yes.
Super El Nino.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. You do. Yeah. And you know, John, it's interesting is that, and this is coming from both NOAA. They've issued an El Nino watch, and they put probabilities at, about, 65% of El Nino developing here, later in the summer and fall, and which would spill over into next winter. But, the new El Nino forecast off the European Center model, which we put a lot of stock on, is potentially, it could be the strongest on record, which is amazing. Yeah, and that will have profound impacts, on the weather, not just here in Chicago, but across the United States and globally. But the European Seasonal Model forecast just released, it shows the August to October tropical Pacific sea surface temperature warmth at +2 to +3 degrees Celsius above normal in the central East Pacific. The record for that period, John, is 2.2 degrees set back in 2015. So, if the European model is correct, they say we're going to surpass this. And, you know, you might ask, okay, well, what are some of the potential impacts on this? Well, first and foremost, this could be good news for, suppressing hurricane development in the Atlantic. When we have El Nino, it's coolish, relatively speaking. Waters there means a fairly quiet hurricane season overall, and a lower likelihood of U.S. landfalls. So that's good news. You know, again, you know, I should point out that all it takes is one really bad storm, and it, you know, you remember that's what everybody's going to remember, is one bad storm. But the likelihood of seeing an active season is low based on El Nino trends, and that's what's, you know, it's good news. And the other thing, John, is that as we move into next cold season, there is a strong correlation here in Chicago and across the Midwest between strong El Niños and mild winters here. So if you prefer your winters mild, and, you know, this past winter was a little bit below normal, but certainly nothing barbaric than we've seen in some years, but there's a strong indication that we could be dominated by a predominantly west to east jet stream. And, you know, it doesn't mean we won't have cold spells in between. It doesn't mean it won't snow. But what it means is that the predominant jet stream pattern is bringing us more times than not surges of mild oceanic air off the Pacific Ocean, and it keeps the bitter cold Arctic air bottled up well into northern Canada. So, you know, that's good news if you don't like your winters cold and you know, snowy. I mean, there's a trend towards less snow than normal, but again, I should caution, you know, for anyone that's listening and plows snow for a living and depends on it, this does not mean that we're going to go through all next winter without any snow, because that's not the case. But what it does mean is that the odds are favoring less snow than normal, just because when you're in a milder temperature regime, that means that your precipitation will certainly trend more towards liquid versus crystallization form. And so that'll be interesting to follow in the weeks and months ahead, John. That's the latest forecast out of NOAA, and of course from the European supercomputer model, and they are rock solid consistent, suggesting that we may have a all-time record Super El Nino on the way.
How about an 80? Do we have an 80-degree day,
you know,
coming up at any time in the near future?
Well, I'll tell you what, John. We do have we have a big warm-up coming later this week and early next week. So if we're going to hit an 80, it looks like it's going to be potentially Sunday or Monday and possibly even into Tuesday. But I'll tell you what, we've got mid- to potentially upper 70s at least in the bag, John, in the bag for three consecutive days. So we're talking Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, some real spring-like warmth. And I'll tell you what, I think you're going to start seeing the we're already seeing it now, but we're going to start to see the buds take off here on bush, you know, local bush shrubbery and trees across the area. It's quite a sight to see when things really start to bloom around here. And of course, if you go out to Jackson Park, the cherry blossoms are about a week to 10 days away from peaking there. And that's always a pretty sight, too, to check out.
You know, you say a lot of great things in your weather forecast, but there was something tonight that I wrote down.
Yeah.
That I'm going to keep. We went from February to May.
We did.
Overnight.
We did. Isn't, I mean, and that's effective.
Perfect.
That's effectively what happened, and that really sums it up.
That's really the way to put it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's true. And so the good news is, John, I think we're going to put February away for a while, and you know, potentially we're going to put February away till next fall, because I don't see anything even remotely close to the chill that we had yesterday anytime in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, the deeper we go into April and certainly into spring, we're still gaining, you know, a minute and a half to 2 minutes of daylight each day. The odds of getting that type of cold are pretty rare, because you know, the sun angle and intensity and longer days are just against us seeing that level of chill. So that's good news.
Yeah. And, anything you want to add as we wrap this up?
Well, you know what? I should mention too, John, is that, you know, we didn't get a lot of snow here in the back half of winter, so we need to get our moisture somehow, and we've had it. Since the start of meteorological spring, we've had 6.33 inches at O'Hare, which is the second wettest start to spring on record. Only 1983 was wetter. And at Midway, we've had 6.66 inches of rain. Both of those tallies are nearly twice normal. And, you know, despite the warmer pattern, we're going to see some periods here of showers and storms. But I should mention, John, that there will be many, many dry hours and you know, to get in your outdoor activities here, because it looks like, at least at the onset, the precipitation is favoring the nighttime and early morning hours, which is good news. And the first of that comes in later tonight. We'll have clouds increase overnight. There's a weak cold front moving through, so we'll have chance of a few light showers towards morning tomorrow, but they'll exit fairly expeditiously, and we'll have partly sunny skies, and again, we'll have a high near 70 tomorrow, and then another wave moves in tomorrow night, and this one looks a little bit more robust than the one that's coming through tomorrow morning, so we'll expect rain and maybe even some embedded thunderstorms and, you know, some potentially moderate rain and even some downpours at times. That should move in here after sunset tomorrow night. So if you've got plans tomorrow, no issues during the, you know, afternoon hours. The rain will move in tomorrow night. And the good news is that moves out of here early Friday morning, and then we'll be left with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. It'll just be noticeably cooler for a day on Friday. We're talking about low to mid-50s inland, John, and upper 40s at the lake. So, you know, nothing quite on par with what we had yesterday, but it'll be a little bit chilly. And then we start the warm-up over the weekend. We'll have low 60s inland on Saturday, low 50s at the lake. And then we area-wide, we warm up into the mid to upper 70s on Sunday, potentially close to 80 if we don't hit 80 in spots. Monday, and maybe even on Tuesday, and then we drop off a little bit after that. But again, the overall temperature trend that I'm looking out, John, in the next 1 to 2 weeks is predominantly warmer than normal. So that's good news.
Something more consistent,
a little bit more spring-like for us to get outside and enjoy it.
Thank you for coming on, and I hope you bring good news again next week.
I will do my best, John. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great night. Take care.
You too.